Are Haitians still going to church with this whole corona?
My mother's been like attending live services.
My mom,
that's
too.
What I was gonna say.
My mom goes to, like, she goes to actual church.
Some of the worst singing you'll ever hear. Oh my God, senior, just permeating through the house.
Haitian hymns are some of the worst music ever,
because it's nothing but pain. Oh senior,
oh bitchier, God. Oh, senior.
It's like they wrote the hymns while being beat by the French. You can feel that. You can hear the pain.
I don't know if Jamaicans have hymns.
I'm sure. That's interesting. No, but then again, you're not a church ass nigga, so you wouldn't know.
Boom bye bye, something like that.
Boom bye bye.
So like, are there like? They gotta be like fucking like hymns and patois and shit,
like,
in the churches.
Specifically Jamaican hymns. I don't.
They have to be.
There
Why
has
not?
To be, bro. It's the Caribbean. There has to be, bro. I'm sure.
I mean, they sing the regular English ones. I'm sure, but
that's what I'm saying. I feel like
they also gotta be like some hometown shit.
Some super hometown.
Because Haitians sing all the French hymns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Le gouverneur, le gouverneur, le gouverneur de ma nation. Oh, quel weapon, oh, quel weapon.
They all,
quel weapon,
none of them know how to sing.
C'est dans la nuit, c'est dans la nuit.
But there's some Haitian hymns that are raw as hell, though.
Avec Jésus, avec Jésus, avec Jésus, oui, tout est bien. Amen, hallelujah.
That loué, loué still go off.
Loué, loué, hey, hallelujah.
Bye bye, Jesus.
I just want to start the show. You niggas want to worship.
Man, God is good, man.
Not that good. Come on, take it easy.
Wow.
Great. God is great. You're right. He's great.
This nigga's starting off on a high.
Forgive him, Lord. Forgive him.
Now you're
don't look at me. Look at Corona. Is that great? Is that great?
I can't even look at you right
Where's
now.
Where's your Lord? Where is he?
He's here. I'm still alive. I got called a
nigga so much. What about the dead niggas? They don't have the Lord. My name.
Ladies and let's have some faith. We might be headed for doom. Let's still listen to these tunes. That's plus crumbs.
With opinions,
as we
some niggas. With opinions, we some niggas. With opinions, we some niggas. With opinions,
I swear.
Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Bitch, you need a pen, you should get up for the nigga. Bitch, you need a pen, come and get them for these niggas. Bitch, you need a pen, come and get them for these niggas. Come and get them from these niggas. Let it breathe. Ooh. Let that bit breathe, please. Ooh. How y'all doing? Y'all straight? I'm rapping through a mask, by the way.
Bitch,
me, Benny, Ricky.
Get me the fuck out of here.
And Chris. Fuck up the game like this. Real niggas. No beef, no bologna. Fuck the curfew and fuck Corona. Recording the podcast, we do it for the people. Hey, cause you other podcasts not equal. Big boss shit, and we don't give a fuck. When I drive home, the police all have to duck. They say it's a curfew, but I ain't noticed. Hey, these my nuts, bitch. Why don't you hope? Yeah. Hey. No, I'm stopping right there. That's good. Stupid. Hey, no, but real shit. Any other podcast recording through this shit, I salute you too.
Yeah. Dedication. And stupidity.
Because I imagine myself getting pulled over. Hey, where are you coming from?
Chris told me to tell you that I was cleaning his shop. That's what he said. Okay.
We're coming from work.
So I do this podcast. It's called the Niggas with Opinion Podcast.
You should definitely try it.
I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking.
Okay. And I was coming home from doing that, which is why I'm out here right now.
You should definitely subscribe to it.
Please.
Book him.
Okay. You should get out the car? No, but I was doing a podcast.
Ladies and gents, welcome back. This is the NWO Podcast. I'm 1/4 of your host, Benesee Take a Shot of Me. And I'm joined by the toxic tandem that is Plus.
You're
Ricky the Prince.
Yep.
And the Vegan Trap Lord. How's Gang. Everyone feeling?
I got to commend you,
every
Ben.
Time.
Because tandem obviously means two.
Yeah. So so it excludes me.
He's just happy about the exclusion.
It excludes me.
Incredible.
Not you, Chris.
He has the complexion for the protection. So.
The thing about it is people don't understand that Ben is a dick. Like, he's a dick, man. Like,
I said it earlier. Wait,
the nice guy act, it's an act, guys. He's a dick.
Okay. I really need people to know that I log into the Twitter profile 5 times a week. I need you guys to know this. Because there's a lot of shenanigans happening under the guise of Plus. It is unfair. Okay, and it's libelous, okay?
It's just that you have the most heinous tweets that we have.
Okay, you know it is me, but some of this reckless shit, you know it's Ricky when the nigga don't use commas, okay? That's when I know it's Ricky. Ricky doesn't give a fuck about a run-on sentence. This nigga.
Who the fuck fucking tweets with punctuation, bro?
You see, that's the difference. That is the difference between our tweets.
Niggas.
Go dog. Back and scroll.
he clowns. Ain't think about no fucking comma. I'm trying to get these tweets off.
I'm not going to lie. I misspell a lot and skip words a lot just because I be in the rush.
So feverish to get the shit out, yeah.
I miss words
it
all the time.
It ruins the tweet. Makes
end up
mad.
Not making sense.
Like, what is he saying?
And I just delete it and I don't want to go back.
If it's quick enough, if I catch it quick enough, I just delete the tweet and recompose it.
How much time you talking?
Man, it has to be quick. It has to be like at least within the first 10 seconds if I catch it.
Oh, so you're not even getting a minute.
Nah, bro, that's...
Within the first 10 seconds.
Do you review the tweets you tweet?
Yeah, I proofread and I go back.
Smart.
I've never done that.
I just
submit, which is why they took away my Twitter account.
I post and delete if I misspell something. I post it, delete it, and then redo it. Because I always go to it immediately. To look at it.
I never go back and look. I need to start doing that. That's a great, like, after process.
Yeah.
I guess let me go around asking niggas, what are you guys doing to get ready for this shit, man? Not get ready. I guess sustains. Because at this point, this shit doesn't like it's leaving anytime soon.
Nope.
Yeah.
So how has this shit affected your week so far, I guess, is a more appropriate question.
I mean... Shit, I haven't been working. I've been at home every day. Restaurants been closed. I mean, there's a plus side to it. I get a lot of time with family that I wouldn't usually get. We've been having breakfast as a family.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's pretty lit. But at the same time, you know, you always have that thing looming in the back of your mind, like, how much longer?
Yeah, and I'm sure you're... Your staff wants to get back to work and stuff.
Absolutely, you know what I mean? There's a lot of people that rely on them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, that's the only... And then even when we're open, it's super slow.
Yeah.
Because nobody knows what to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody's taking their precautions or whatever. I just try to get, like, make sure we have sustainable food. Stuff that has no shelf life. Easy to prepare, that type of stuff. Make sure you got that on deck.
Yeah, it makes sense.
All your first aid stuff, if you have allergies or somebody you know with allergies, make sure they have Benadryl or whatever the fuck they need, baby Tylenols, shit like that.
I need to get some elderberry for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that supposed to do?
Elderberry's an immune system booster.
Mm-hmm.
It could literally help, like, turn around a common cold in 24 hours.
You drink it?
You could drink it, eat it. Just consumption is the most important.
You have it here?
Not at the moment.
Oh, man. When you get some, I need to get some of that.
Yeah, I'm supposed to make some with some sea moss soon.
Okay. Yeah, let me get that.
Now, Bitchard, you work in the healthcare industry, so you're still very much in these streets. How has that been for you?
I'm not Bitchard, but I'm assuming you're talking to me.
You're answering.
it's been crazy for us. So we work in I work 6 days a week, 13, 14 hour shifts. I have to go to work every day pretty much. So it's as far as work goes, nothing has changed for me. It's actually gotten worse.
Are you guys still taking new patients?
New residents? Yes, we're still able to accept new residents.
Yuck. Everybody stop doing that shit.
Yeah. Well, because some people have to be placed in homes. So.
And I imagine there's a lot of people being displaced as well.
This time, there hasn't been, because we're on lockdown. They can't really leave the premises.
That's crazy that people can't leave, but y'all taking niggas in.
Yeah, I mean, Florida's still going to get their money. You know what I'm saying? Niggas going to still get their money.
Any positive cases over there?
We sent four residents out for corona-like symptoms. I believe one of them is tested. Excuse me, positive. I have to find out tomorrow. We're waiting on the results.
Has the sanitation process changed there at all?
Drastically.
So
drastically.
Is there more wiping down and cleaning? Is there more boosting happening?
Are niggas still sleeping?
No.
Nick, I can't imagine you want to lay down anywhere right now.
No. Niggas are not sleeping, but the sanitation has drastically improved there, which is a good thing. I feel like we should have been doing this a long time ago, but
that's what this is really exposing.
Yeah. It's really exposing how dirty things are and how people really don't take time to wipe shit, clean shit, wash their hands. It's insane. But no, work has been pretty crazy. It's kind of stressful because for a lot of people, they get to spend more time at home. I guess I can't complain because I'm still able to make money, but it's just, there's no days off for me with this shit. It's around the clock.
Benefit, any changes in your week?
What is it with you and these variations of our name?
I love it. I love it. It grinds your gears. Chris is the only one that I haven't been able to crack yet. I'm going to find a name that he hates.
What has changed for me is pretty much has kept me home. I'm working remotely. And I manage a team of women who actually have children. And I know it's hell for them to actually try to manage that work-life balance when the life is literally right in front of your work. It's been somewhat of a challenge. Been home. I stocked up on a bunch of food and other necessities. One thing that I found to be kind of annoying as a result of all this shit is that recently we took a trip to Walmart and all of the plant-based items and plant-based goods...
Gone. Yeah.
So it's like even the stuff that... Even the healthy stuff is gone, not the easy stuff, not the canned goods and things of that nature. Even the plant-based shit is gone now. And those are specialty items considered. But it's been a challenge for everyone in my family.
I recently went into Winn-Dixie and found everything I needed.
Yeah, I went to a Haitian, Cuban some shit, and found everything.
I think the mistake was that we went to Walmart.
Yeah.
Right now, you got to shop small. Go to the little mom and pop grocery stores, them type of little quick marts.
Because they got it for some reason. I don't know why, but
the Winn-Dixie bar crib, man. I load it up.
Yeah.
I load it up.
Go to Presidente. You can find everything you need right there.
I'm pretty sure Bravo is a circus right now.
Giant or something?
Because fucking Bravo is full of Haitians and Cubans right now.
Pretty much.
Full of.
You can run numbers in the back and send a cam transfer.
I have been stuck in the fucking house all week, bro. It's been
playing Apex, going crazy on that shit.
Oh, you see me every day, man. You log in, there I am.
Yeah,
I
need
something to do. God, this is killing me.
The nigga posted his nine
his
kills.
Stats, you got
murdering these fuck niggas. Inviting beef wherever it may come. It is I, Plustifer. I've just been fucking FaceTiming Eli because he has nothing but time. He's doing online school.
Yeah.
And he's not enjoying it. He's complaining about a bunch of bullshit that he shouldn't be complaining about. He's wrapping up spring break this week, but he'll be back to complaining next week. Are any of your kids doing the online school shit?
Yeah, they're on spring break right now. They start on Monday.
Well, the following week, yeah.
Yeah, following week. So, yeah, they'll be doing that. I know the school has some drive or something where they're giving people laptops and shit like that. Yeah, I didn't do it. I was at work, but I got a laptop first. So
it's just what I don't like is now they're making us teachers. Like, yeah. That's, hey.
It's not what I signed up for.
Who went to college for this? Me or you? Yeah. I don't like this.
it's really stupid.
I didn't go to college for this, bro.
No.
All right. I don't have to teach this guy, too. I already feed, clothe, and shelter him.
Yeah.
Teaching him is, hey, what the fuck?
What else more do you want from me?
So you want me to parent?
Hey, one time for the people who always homeschool, like, that shit is no easy feat.
That sounds like a lot of work. It sounds exhausting. That's something I want nothing to do with.
Could you imagine homeschooling the two of them, bro?
Fuck that. Fuck that. I can't wait till school gets around. Get them the fuck out of the house. Go to school.
You'd be locked in.
Go to school. Yeah, man. I ain't got time to do all that.
They talking about, do you believe the hullabaloo about giving niggas checks? You like that word?
Hullabaloo.
That shit tickled me.
Because
really
I'm hearing a bunch of murmuring and hullabaloo about rebate checks.
Yeah, the $1,000 checks.
Because the last time a Republican was in the office, he did that shit. Who? 800. Bush.
I know Obama gave us the stimulus.
I don't remember that. I remember Bush giving niggas checks.
I remember it was Obama.
I think he got you on that.
Yeah, it was Obama.
Maybe Obama did it too.
It was his first year.
Bush definitely did it.
I don't remember Bush.
You talking about senior or
no, junior? W.
I feel the same way.
I was in high school. I didn't get any of that money.
But I feel like it happened maybe in Obama's first
year. Obama gave a stimulus for what?
Yeah, it was stimulus check because the recession.
In 2008. That's what I'm saying. I think it was in his first year.
That wasn't on his watch, was it?
2008. It was his first year.
Really?
Yeah.
But they said we went into the recession.
We got it in 2009.
Because of Bush.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why his name in it.
Bush ain't give a shit, but fucking 9/11.
Gave us that.
High five, brother. What pal?
Fuck that.
But do you niggas think you guys are getting checks? Do you think that's real? Have you guys read anything about it?
I think it's real. I don't think it's the crazy amount that people think they're going to be getting. I think it'll be about a stat.
NFL, the first rounds of votes.
It's an election year.
It's an election year. That's why I think it's going to happen. That's why I think it's going to happen.
Come on now.
It fell the first round of votes in the Senate.
You better buy my vote.
Because apparently they were trying to like let the rich get off scot-free crazy. Yeah. Fuck, I saw a meme, but I don't remember the terms.
Yeah, but I mean, they're definitely gonna give something out, bro. Like, because even though it's not gonna help or make a dent in the economy at all,
buy my vote. Fuck that. I don't care if it's $300.
Yeah, give me
$250.
No, you can give me the stack. You can give me whatever you're gonna give me. Don't mean I'm gonna vote for you, but yeah, give me that money. I'll take it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You gotta pay to activate me. Is what I'm saying. Like, in order to activate me as a voter, you gotta pay me.
If they said they were giving away these vouchers at the voter registration places, that's how they'll get me.
I'll tell you what, though. That's something tangible to actually try to convince a nigga, though, for a vote.
What do you think this is? This is exactly what it is right here.
Like, this is all the Donald Trump way of winning an election. You're buying the country.
It's not hopes, dreams, and promises.
No.
And giving you cash.
And people are going to be foolish enough to vote for him. That's the crazy part.
Well, because the people who have no stake... And then there are chunks of people who can just literally be bought.
Yeah.
Sad.
Hi.
The fuck?
Yeah. Donations.
No, hey, keep that shit going, baby.
Donations.
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 Come on,
donations.
Baby.
Donations.
Talk to
donations.
Me.
Donations.
Yes. Donations.
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 Donations. All right.
That guy's a joke, dog. That nigga's a fucking joke, bro. Like, seriously. And you saw the picture they have of him with that white lady?
Hilarious. Speaking of Hotep niggas, bro, I follow about 12 Hassan-like people.
Yeah.
There are tons of videos of them saying that white skinheads are intentionally contracting corona to weaponize against minorities. And then they're showing, like, video, like, collages of, like, white skinheads, like, licking shopping carts and licking handles and, like, calling out to each other to join up together and find all the people, all the brothers with corona. That's they're like, weaponizing the shit.
That's like fucking suicide bombers.
Well, I hope it kills them.
How do you hate niggas that bad?
Much, bro, to where you're risking your own life? That's so stupid.
Like, go
well,
home,
I guess that's what a terrorist dude. Is. That's really what it is. They're terrorists.
Yeah.
That's so stupid,
it's
bro.
About time we recognize them as a terrorist organization.
I should have been done that.
How? Man. Their uncle is the nigga in charge of recognizing.
Yeah, so there you go. The nigga that just bought you? Yeah, that's their uncle. So.
Oh, get rid of your bar. Wow.
There you go.
Whoa.
Hey. Hope it's worth your little measly $800.
Everybody gets one.
Hey, it depends on how I spend it. You know might make it worth it.
Oh, them crackers.
Facts. But yeah, you got to be. How stupid is that? That you're licking. You know how dirty that shit is, bro? Like you can catch fucking all types of shit from doing shit like that.
They don't care about that. They're doing it with a mission in mind.
That's a stupid, mission to
guys.
Die.
That's stupid.
That is.
Use your common sense.
Please.
Guys. Come on. Bunch of fucking idiots, bro. I don't wish death on anybody, but if those people die, I'm not mad. I'm not sad at all.
Is anybody living under a curfew?
Nigga, we were here recording.
Right. I mean,
but no, I can't because of you know work and stuff. But no, I'm not absolutely.
Do
not.
You have any kind of identification?
We signed a form. I actually got to take it home with me so I can have it in the car. But yeah, there was a form we had to sign in so we could show the police officers whenever the real lockdown happens.
When you get a chance, take a picture of it for me so I can scan it. And
got it.
And
I got you. Free. I'll probably just bring the real thing here so you guys can all use it.
Yeah, perfect. He's like, what the fuck? I'm not. Yeah, that's beautiful. That's what I need.
Ricky Justillian, what are you doing? I'm just coming from work.
Man. Yeah, okay. Just if they ask for your ID, you fucked.
As the smoke bellows out the car.
Ben, are you living on a curfew?
No. I've just been diligent enough to just remain indoors.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like, I've only been out for food, really, and to, like, go acquire drugs for the most part. I've been indoors.
You're eating out still?
Giggity. I am. I'm ashamed to admit it, but I am.
You know what I thought of? They're like, they're shutting down these restaurants and they're telling people, like, whatever. But what about the people who are making the food? What if they got corona?
That's what I'm saying.
You can still get it. Like, I don't understand.
I'm pretty sure you can well and get it.
Yeah, so what's...
Like, and, like, they're taking precautions. Like, some of the restaurants I've been in this week, they've been saying that they're not allowed... to have more than 5 people on staff or some weird shit. No one's doing takeouts.
I cut my staff in half 50%.
That's insane.
Yeesh, man.
For the whole
quarantine. Operation. Yeah, for top operation. To bottom.
But when we get back to normal, will you have them back? The other or
I don't know.
If it makes sense.
I'm certain that once like things do start to go back to normal, it's gonna be some sort of screening process. To make sure that you're not coming back with it.
Yeah. But then, like, you'd have to do that every day because you can get it. That's what I'm saying. Like, how's this shit going to...
Bro, this shit's changing the world, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how are they going to get a handle on this shit, bro? Like, the vaccine won't be ready for another year and a half, they say.
Take that shit if you want to.
Yeah, that's another thing. But I just don't see how it's going to get better. Yeah, I don't have it today, but tomorrow I can have it. Like, you going to take my temperature every day at work?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to them doing that, but...
That's what I got an email that says that's what we had to do from, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's what we're doing at my job. Like, every employee has to have their temperature taken before you can even clock in.
So I got to buy a thermometer? You know what you're saying?
The company should have thermometers.
I got to purchase a thermometer?
I mean, nowadays they got the little shit that you get with the doctor when they just
put it on your forehead. That's what we have. We have a bunch of those at my job. And if your temperature, and we have like a chart, so they're literally monitoring your temperature. So if your temperature, I believe, is 100.7.
Yeah, that's higher than normal.
Bye-bye.
I don't think your temperature should be in the 0.7? Hundreds.
I think yes, high. It's pretty high. It's like
I don't think your shit should be in the hundreds for real.
I think it's 97.6 is where
it's like 98.6.
It might be 98. I think it's 98.6. Sorry,
I don't know what's going on.
No, I think it's 98.6. What is that noise?
96.8.
98.6. I think.
Hey Google. Siri. What is normal human body temperature?
Is that you?
Normal human body temperature is the typical temperature range found in humans.
Bitch.
Shall we continue?
No, bitch.
I hate that. She's still fucking stupid.
Dumbass.
But yeah. But that's. I think all companies should do that. Take your temperature before you go on to work, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta tell you.
Going forward.
That's what they told us we have to do.
Yeah,
that's and one of the anybody's temperature exceeding, like you say, 100.7, you're out of here.
You're out of there. So I think the signs are coughing, high temperature, diarrhea.
But then you can't carry. You could carry it and not even show.
Just have any? Say, yeah, you're asymptomatic.
So that's what I'm saying. Like. Just, who knows any of that information, man? Just got to be careful. That's all.
What y'all think about the Cardi B tweet when it says, what is it, 98.6?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, the Cardi B shit when she says that she thinks celebrities are being paid to say they have the COVID.
Man, you know she just fucking activated the psycho in me. I believe it a little bit.
I kind of believe it.
A little bit.
Yes, a part of me kind of believes it.
Right.
She just proved my point.
That's crazy, though. That's... But,
if they take Cardi...
We know why. She's been on a little rant. She's been going crazy.
Yeah. I put money on it. Offset. Get corona.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to offset.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Offset, you better watch out, man. Don't shake nobody's hand.
Have you niggas been doing this social distancing?
Well.
To the best of my ability. It seems like now that this social distancing shit is happening, everybody wants to link up.
Of course.
It is the craziest shit.
But that's how
ever.
That's like for a little girl dating the boy her parents told her not to date. Like,
and then now you have the time.
Yeah. Now you have the
time.
You
know what I mean? Like typically you have things to do, but now you have the time.
Well, I don't, but yeah,
I know you got the time. Let's link.
FaceTime.
You know, they just shut down the marina because the goddamn Latinos and Caucasoids were out there having a grand
Caucasoids.
Having a grand old time at the Hollover Sandbar.
You saw them sandbar, though? That's right. Crazy.
Yeah. Let's make Caucasoid contender, please.
Yeah, Caucasoid.
That's nice right there.
That's a good one. Well done.
I know they're mourning right
I feel
now.
Like white aliens.
The whiteouts.
But no, I seen like a bunch of parties and house parties and shit. Like DJs doing live sets on their live and shit, and people doing twerk offs and people getting creative though.
They're making this shit work for them. The one dude you guys were speaking about earlier, what's the DJ's name?
D Nice.
Yeah. That boy got 200,000 followers.
Shout out D Nice, bro. Hey, that's tough. I was in the chat when it was at like 7,000, and I chilled. Until it got to like 11,000 plus. And bro, when I tell you shit was a movie, dog.
It was lit like that?
Nigga, everybody was checking in. Like, it was the craziest shit you ever saw. People who you don't see on Instagram was on Instagram.
That's nice, man. That's dope.
Nah, it was dope.
Fire shit.
Did anybody see the Madam C.J. Walker movie?
Nah, I saw the trailer, but I didn't actually see the movie. Is it any good?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely had its cheesy moments, but overall, it was just re-inspiring for me, only to see somebody who, you know, pretty much got it out in the mud, pretty much brought themselves up from dirt. I mean, the one controversial thing that took place is that she technically took the formula from someone else.
Another black person?
Yeah, another mulatto.
Wait, so she didn't make up. Well, she's the one with the hot comb, right?
Well, the wonderful hair grower cream. It was supposed to be like a hair product to promote growth and I think kind of texturize it. Well, relax it rather, I think. But yeah, it was really inspiring, man. Because I mean, if She stole the formula. She still had to get herself to the point to where she was a millionaire. And back then, back in 1908,
but she ain't
the early 1900s.
The formula, though. I don't feel like she stole.
That's what they portrayed.
But that's what
back
I'm saying.
In 1908, for her
really
to do that,
with
it's,
that
still,
shit.
It's still amazing. Like, who am I not to, you know, take whatever privileges
I would
have
tell
to
you that
make it
only
happen.
Reason why I fuck with that shit is because, first, when I was watching it, I thought it was a movie. So I thought I was watching a movie. I watched the whole whatever it came out to and seeing LeBron James in the credits. I was like, okay, you know what? He a Laker now. I support the vibe. And yeah, that's why I watched to the third, fourth episode. But after that, man, I'm like, bro, come on.
Oh, it's not a movie. It's a show?
Yeah.
It's like a miniseries.
Yeah, miniseries. It's not, nah.
Is the lady that's playing her, is the lady, she from the, she's on The View, right?
Is that her? No, this is, I don't want to say her name wrong.
Yeah.
She was, you ever seen in that horror
Olivia
movie?
Spencer?
Ma.
Olivia
Spencer.
I think it's her.
She was a star in Ma.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
The black lady?
Yeah. Octavia Spencer.
Octavia Spencer.
Sorry.
She's a great actress.
Yeah, she's a great actress.
Don't get me wrong, but I just think that whole...
So LeBron produced this?
He's executive producer. You know
what I mean. It means he put up money.
Yeah, he didn't do shit. He's paid a lot of money.
But still, I don't know. I think great job funding a great story, LeBron. That's the most I can... That's the most positive thing I can say about that. Because otherwise, like, as far as, like, something that I want to watch, I don't think so. I'm not going to... Like, I'm not interested in finish watching it.
Yeah, but I never heard anything about her stealing a formula or anything like that.
Nah, but that's the way they made it look. But even then, like... She ran into somebody that was doing something. She was there from the beginning, so she knew what it took to do it. And she just went and did her own thing. Like, you can't really knock somebody for doing that. You know what I'm saying?
That's how life works.
Exactly. So it's like,
shit.
They just made it seem as if it was a shady thing. And that's a like little shit like that. Like, you ain't have to do it like that.
How did they even allow her to become a millionaire back then?
From the looks of the TV show, it was pretty easy. She literally went to the market, gave a riveting speech about black women and their hair, and in minutes, she was being swarmed.
That might be movie shit.
Yeah, of course. But
those are the cheesy moments I'm referencing.
Yeah, because I find it very difficult to believe that it was easy, just like easy to be a black millionaire in 1908. I don't think the Crackers was going to let you just do that. I'm sure she ran into her fair share of fuckery.
But I mean, it was a time where they like it looked as if the niggas outnumbered the white folks for the most part in whatever area.
I was going to ask, where was it?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Indianapolis?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, but they supposedly they went there when the whites were basically fleeing because blacks were migrating to that area.
Yeah.
They pointed that out.
Oh, okay. So I guess it makes sense.
There was a huge black population already. And then she just so happened to be one of the better hairstylists. Because she was bringing back, like, women's hair. Because I guess at that time you had women still working in the fields. So their hair would get, like, super entangled. And you couldn't really style it after a while because it's basically locked up. So... She was, like, untangling women's hair and styling it and, like, bringing their hair back to life. That's where a lot of those head wrap things came from back in the day. Because it's like, they shit was, like, in pigtail braids since they was 6. Mm-hmm. And they 39 now and shit still in pigtail braids. It's just under the little bandana.
Like some of these girls with these lace fronts.
That's
under the lace
fact.
Fronts. Terrible. Absolutely fucked.
Black history.
So
black history.
Black history.
The cycle repeats itself. Under those fucking wigs.
Guys, how long do you think you can be realistically quarantined with somebody, bro? How fucking long?
If it's with the woman I love, forever.
Ugh. You niggas make me sick.
Anyways, I would say... like, when quarantine mean, like, just you stay in the house, you can't leave at all.
Can't leave at all?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Right.
I would say 4 or 5 days at the most.
It's not me. I'm worried.
That's
not
the most, bro. Like,
I'd be worried about who could be quarantined with me for X amount of time.
Maya would say one day because she absolutely hates it with me. But I mean, I could do 4 or 5 days, dog. But it has to be somebody somebody I can stomach.
And that's where I was going to go. I was going to break it down. I was going to give you guys an itemized list. My father, one day. My mother, potentially a week before I'm like, okay, this was cute, but, you know, let's separate. Yeah. My sister's probably, my younger sister, 3 days. Older sister, maybe 2 weeks. Very easy. Very easy to deal with her. I'm good everywhere.
So your favorite person in the world, how much?
My favorite person in the world?
My favorite person in the world died, but if he was still alive, I'd say eternity. I could be quarantined with Mike.
It's crazy how this nigga has children and says that his favorite person in the world has died.
I don't remember.
Is that crazy to you guys?
I don't remember Ari or Malia making Beat It. I don't fucking remember that.
That's not wild.
I don't fucking remember them making Thriller. What the fuck are we talking about? All they do is eat my food and soak up my fucking AC.
This nigga's wild.
Writing fucking classics. Not fucking moonwalking. But one person I can't be quarantined with is my sister Ashley. Absolutely not. Like, I can't be in the room with her longer than 15 minutes.
Well, you ain't ready for some of that riveting conversation?
She thinks she's Madam C.J. Walker.
I know why you're saying that, you motherfucker.
Because of her large body.
Ben, are you still getting as much work done being quarantined at the crib?
It's a little harder because I don't technically have like the most appropriate workspace. I don't have a desk. I don't have the appropriate chair. So every now and then I want to get up and just walk around.
Don't tell me you're being a laptop from the bed.
No, not from the bed, from the dining room table.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's been hard for me to just stay seated for hours like I would at the office. Because, you know, I'm living good at the office. Shit is immaculate there. But at home,
a system there.
Yeah, I have a system. But at home, it's just been hard for that reason alone.
Chris, you find a special way to stay productive?
At the moment, nah. Not even gonna lie.
I feel that.
Been wasting every single second.
I feel all of it. I feel it.
I've been and then on top of that, I've been nursing this this sore back that I had. So it's just between that and trying not to do much. Yeah. I've been spending a lot of time with my sons though. Like, we've been doing an in-house basketball league. So far, we 5 games in. I'm 5-0.
What's your record? 5-0?
5-0.
Dope.
They not scoring, I'm not losing. Good.
Well, you're not playing Michael Jordan, so.
Good.
Bring Michael Jordan, nigga. Michael Jordan come into my house, change the game's league, change. Fuck up.
There would
shake
be.
Up if that Michael league. Jordan walked through my front door and he say he want to play me 1-on-1 in my in-house basketball league, it's a wrap for that nigga, bro. It'd be the worst loss he ever took.
He's serious.
That's the crazy part. He believes the bullshit he's saying right now.
They have to do a 30-for-30 on that shit when I'm done.
Yeah, about how bad he obliterated you in your own home.
You hear his fucking shenanigans?
Whatever.
This nigga really believes he could fucking play with Mike.
Kind of delirious, man.
It's the strain, bro. It's the
put
weed.
Put the ganja down, man. Put it down.
I'm rolling another one. Fuck you.
Ben, what do you think is the worst trait that you inherited from your parents?
Paranoia. My mother was paranoid about me sinning. My dad was just paranoid about not being able to pay bills. So, oh shit, I inherited that too.
I thought something happened when he said, oh shit. I looked up. What the fuck happened?
Man had a fucking breakthrough. What the fuck happened? Nigga had a raving moment.
I thought we stopped recording or something. What the fuck happened?
He realized
this nigga just had a fucking
from.
Revelation.
Wow. Okay.
You just realized you're a black man.
So they passed on like paranoia and worry to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the Haitian, that's your typical Haitian.
That might be a prereq, though.
Yes, yeah.
To be Haitian or Caribbean.
You come out the womb with paranoia and worry.
But that's the worst?
I would say for me, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I feel that.
It's crippling at times.
It can be, absolutely.
If you want to be spontaneous and just go out there and just stick your neck out for something that you just may want to try.
You can hear your mother.
I hear.
Yep. No real shit.
I hear the old girl.
Yeah, yeah. It's creepy, but
if you're an adult man who pay your bills, living your life, and she's still haunting you.
Yeah.
I guess that's good parenting, I guess.
She beat the Jesus out of him,
if your kids are still hearing your voice at 32, you nailed it.
You did.
You fucking killed parenting.
She's Joe Jackson her way out.
Still to this day, I don't play with my shadow. I refuse.
Until it's going to come back and kill you, right?
That's what they told me.
Do you know, whenever I used to fuck around and like play with my shadow by mistake, I would pray and cry at night thinking that it was coming to kill me?
Oh, my God. Bro. So why do it?
No, like, you ever, you're like, I kind of did one of these.
Yeah.
You just turn and, oh, shit, I'm staring too long. It's over. They're coming to kill me.
Oh, my God, dog. I was playing my shadow today, actually.
No, nigga, I still don't play like that.
You know, one thing I never did and I still don't do is when I'm walking on the sidewalk, I don't step on a crack. I don't know why. It's still like, I'm like, you ain't breaking my mom's back.
I can't. I can't cripple her.
I won't either.
Yeah, I won't step on the crack.
I won't split the pole.
I don't
split the pole.
Fuck them.
Pause.
Yeah, extreme pause. Super pause. Kamehameha pause.
What about you, Plus?
My mother has the ability to always see the worst case scenario. She, no matter what you bring to her.
Another Haitian trait.
She can see what can go wrong, what will go wrong. It's such a negative way to view things. And I have that same disease. My father just has a laziness in his soul. He's a lazy nigga, never wanted to do shit. So sometimes I fight, like I have to constantly fight being lazy. I'm actively fighting it because my fucking, like my default is fucking sit down and want to do a nothing. That's my default. I don't want to do a fucking thing. So I have to fight myself not to be as lazy as that failure. Bro, talk about a nigga who's never wanted to work? Shit.
Damn, that's kind of shocking.
Yeah, a Haitian man not wanting to work.
Yeah. How the fuck did that? Well, it didn't work out.
No, I mean, I'm working because I have to.
Yeah.
But
I'm talking about between him.
My parents were divorced in the early 90s. It wasn't even cool. Shit. Like officially divorced, like on paper. Early 90s.
So you was a jit.
I remember like being like one of the few niggas in class with like a single parent. It was weird.
God damn.
Yeah,
because back then they wasn't divorcing like that.
Mm-mm.
I want to say by the time they moved out, I must have been 5.
So, like, you pretty much ain't got a relationship with
them. Yeah, no. I have no memories of them being together.
God damn.
As long as I can remember, they've been a separate entity.
At least I remember the fights.
Yeah, I have no recollection of that. Like, whenever I see them now, they've always been cordial. Oof. My entire life, they've always been super cordial, never any yelling and none of that crazy shit.
That's strange.
Yeah, I've never seen any of that shit.
For Haitian parents.
So the Blondes definitely judged you. Being part of a broken home and shit.
Oh, super broken home. I mean, but then again, by the time like I got to middle school, there were tons of broken homes. Yeah. It just took a while, that's all. Everybody just needed to catch up with my broken home.
He was ahead of the curve.
By the time middle school, everybody had it. Everybody dad moved out.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome, brother.
Your mom too?
It hurt. Yeah, it hurts more when you're older.
In high school, if you had a father, like, bro, what the fuck?
Your dad?
No, nigga, they made fun of you for having a dad.
Oh, your dad dropping you off? Ooh, nigga.
Ooh, tough guy.
Oh, going fishing with your dad.
No, I used to make fun of nigga. I'm like, damn, bro, you ain't the man in your house? That's crazy.
You're not the king of your castle. That's
stupid things you do, though.
You're the king of your house? That's crazy.
Can't relate.
You mean there's a bigger dick in your house? Wow, bro. That's wild, bro. I can't relate to that shit, bro.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
But for me, I think for me, I got, for my parents, the worst trait I got was lack of patience. I have no patience with anything. With nothing.
Is it both of them?
Both of them.
Here's what's interesting, right? Listening to you two, like, you guys listed one terrible trait that they share. And that's interesting because my parents are divorced. I list separate traits. You both said impatient because it's like they're impatient as a unit. And Ben's parents, they worry like a motherfucker as a unit.
Yep, and because of their impatience, it's rubbed off on me, and I need instant gratification. Like, you guys see, like, when I'm texting, like, guys, where's this? Where's that? I need it now.
This
like,
motherfucker triple, quadruple text.
Yeah.
You know, the question mark, nigga?
With the emphasis.
it drives me
emphasize
insane.
The text. Wait a minute, bitch.
I need an answer instantly.
It kind of makes sense because misery loves company, and if you got a tag team partner in that shit.
Yeah. Might as well.
Team champs.
And they were together forever.
And they were miserable.
But I feel like if I'm a paranoid ass nigga, why not find a woman who paranoid as fuck who can see all the extra shit that I wasn't even paranoid about? It's exactly. Perfect.
It's perfect.
Put me on about shit to be paranoid about, bae. I didn't even know snails could kill me. Tell me more, bae. What's up?
That's what it is.
And for Haitians to be so paranoid, they don't even listen to people about shit that they should be paranoid about. Like, they be paranoid about the most random shit, bro. Like, why? But like, my parents had this thing where after a certain time, they didn't want any lights on in the house. So by 8:30, we were tripping over everything because we couldn't fucking see.
Literally like they're living in the Holocaust.
I don't understand.
What the fuck? Like, I don't understand. A part of them still feels like this shit could be snatched away.
I just thought it was because they didn't want the light bill to be high, but it's
something
still,
else, bro.
It's something that's deeper.
They live with a little fear.
No, they live with fear. They live with fear. That's the paranoia. That's the paranoia, though. Like, don't turn on the lights. Why? I want to be able to see where the fuck I'm going.
This is great. Chris.
You're...
What is the bummiest shit a woman has ever done around you?
Ooh. It's really touching my soul. Her feet was dirty. Her feet was real dirty.
Sorry.
Like, black dirty. Like, you know that layer of dirt on your foot that you gotta really scrub? Like, that thick, you can almost peel it off.
Ew. Why so descriptive,
man? Yeah, man, we get it. Her feet were dirty, bro.
Nigga, I had to experience it. You talking about, I was there, okay? I'm just
this
saying.
Is the chick you were dealing with?
Nah.
She might got the corona, nigga.
I mean, this was, first of all, let's put a timestamp on this. This was way before corona. She might.
Nigga, her feet might have invented it.
Hey, listen, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm just saying. Yeah, nah. Just dirty feet in general, bro. I just don't understand. You had shoes on. How?
How to get that? Why does your feet look like the streets of Opa-locka?
That's what I'm saying, bro. You had shoes on. Like, shoes was on your feet. What's in your shoes?
She legit got road runners.
Are the streets in your shoes?
That's disgusting.
Why am I able to grate a block of cheese on your heels, bro?
Oh, my ugh. God, bro.
Ugh. 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 Take care of your feet, man.
Shut the fuck up, you.
My feet.
You shut the fuck up.
But listen, my feet are not dirty, though.
Yeah, but it's the top of Ricky's feet that's the problem.
And I'm not ashamed of my feet like you niggas are. These niggas will wear socks to the
feet,
pool.
Bro.
You can't
my
help
feet
ugly.
Just don't look like yours.
But you can help dirty.
You can't help ugly.
You can definitely help dirty.
These niggas will go into the swimming pool with fucking socks on their feet.
Nigga, you understand that you're not ashamed of your feet. what we're telling you is that you should be ashamed.
No, it's this impenetrable layer of skin on this nigga's foot, bro.
See, her brother and son was right about you niggas. You guys are full of self-hate. I'm not.
Whatever you say, bro.
He hit it right on the head. Nigga, love yourself, bitches.
Ancestor feet.
Love yourself, bitches.
Just I don't know what that's to do with your feet.
You could start a fire. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, man. Probably right.
Richard, what is the bummiest thing a woman has ever done around you?
This one time, there was this chick back in the day. I went to her crib, and she's like, hold on, I'm going to go buy some weed. She's like, fuck, I ain't got no money on me. I said, well, I don't have any money. So she's like, oh, I know where to get it. She runs into her son's room and takes the money he raised for this little fundraiser he was doing.
You're a liar.
And paid it.
You're a liar.
I swear to you.
You're a liar.
I swear to you, she did. I swear to you, she did. She got $40 out of that shit.
Oh.
I swear to you, bro.
Yes. These are the people you call queens.
Those are good old days.
Mayo.
$40. I was like, yo, is that serious?
She probably
bro?
Got that gas.
Mick Wino.
Probably did. She ran downstairs and came back up with weed.
This is your queen.
It wasn't my queen.
She's
I was just
queen.
There for a good time, not a long time.
You know?
Yeah, but yeah, it's pretty sad. She stole from her son. I wanted to ask her what happened after that, but I didn't give a fuck. It was none of my business.
None of your business.
None of my concern. But yeah, that's what she said. Yeah, I'll pay back. I was like, damn, that was some real slimy shit that she just did. But yeah, bum shit.
The bummiest shit I've ever seen a woman do. Clearly, there are several. The one that's in my mind right now is we did like a show in Orlando, and we had an after party for this show. So whenever there's an after party, you got a bunch of people who become a little more friendly to try to slide in the after party.
Right.
You know me, I'm an asshole. I catch amnesia. I'll see you inside. Yeah. So this one girl was literally at the door trying to pretend that she knew us. You know me, straight ahead. I'm not responding to anything she's saying.
Yeah.
I'm letting everybody else deal with the uncomfortability because I don't feel uncomfortable for ignoring her.
Right.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
But they feel obligated to talk because they feel socially awkward. I don't have those feelings.
Yeah, that's good.
So she's talking to a brick wall. We get inside. Once again, now she's talking to the bouncer to tell her, hey, I know those guys are VIP. Once again, me, look right past her. None of my business. She finagles herself into VIP. Now she's asking for drinks. I'm not a fucking thing. So now, you know, Haitian clubs, when it's time to dance, you're gooyadding.
Yeah.
Everybody's on the dance floor gooyadding. As I'm spinning, bro, I see her like, she's pouring the bottles, but they're empty. So she's holding it and letting it drip, drip, drip.
Oh.
And then she's taking random cups from the table and pouring it into her drink.
She's a bum,
she's willing
bro.
To die?
She's a
Let me
bum
tell
bitch.
You something.
No, she's a bum.
I've seen liquor monsters. I don't know what it is
she's a
about
bum.
The club that makes people act like
she's an addict.
Subhumans.
She's an addict.
Nigga, that's some bummy shit.
That's addict behavior. That's
she got bummy.
You drinking random leftover drinks?
How does she? Hold on.
That's crazy, bro.
The fact she got to do all of that finessing the entire night means she looks amazing. That's the only way that works.
She looks amazing.
Of course.
I'm going to show you her picture.
Okay.
And that's why it's disgusting, because she's gorgeous.
You don't even have to do that.
But this behavior?
You don't have to do that.
Yuck.
You don't have to do that.
Yuck.
No, that's a nasty bitch,
and,
bro.
And okay, I'm going to show you. Matter of fact, what the fuck? I know her name, exactly her name now.
Dirty little nigga.
Dirty little nigga, you a dirty little nigga. No, I'm on the NW. What the
little dirty.
Come on. Okay, fuck it.
Yo, are you on yours? You gotta go to
I'm on mine. Let's move on. Ben.
Go ahead, Ben.
The bummiest thing a woman's ever done around me was leave me. She damn sure downgraded.
Sounds like she made a great decision.
She damn sure downgraded.
They say leave me.
She didn't want to deal with your worry. You're worrying in your what was the other trait you said?
I was trying to save her. All right, I was trying to protect her.
I told you, don't save her.
Project Pat told
she
you.
She don't want to be saved. Don't save her. Yeah, she took an L.
What do we have next here? Hold on, wait.
I want to see the picture of the girl.
Man, I'm trying to do a show here.
Oh yeah.
Ain't trying to look at titties. Come on.
No, I'm not.
Can you focus?
I just want to put a.
Can you focus?
I want to put a picture, a face to the person.
Can you focus for a second? Okay. We have reached the DM diary section of our program. Yes, the fuck we have. So while Ben cues up that good shit, I'm going to pull up the picture of this woman because I know she's here. I know she's here.
That's some bum shit, bro. Like the... How the fuck she even... So the niggas let her... Y'all was letting her drink the bottles too?
She wasn't getting any bottles but because we were being assholes about it. But once we were on the dance floor and there was nothing else there, she was scavenging.
What year was this?
Had to be like recent.
Now is that hot girl or city girl?
2017.
That's shit girl.
2017.
That's shitty girl, not city girl.
But by definition, is that hot girl or city girl behavior?
That's shitty girl behavior.
I guess.
Yeah, a city girl would have finessed a nigga for much more, like her own bottles.
Yeah.
A hot girl is just probably, God only knows, who cares.
So, hot girl behavior.
Yeah, I guess. Hot girl, yeah, I guess.
All right, y'all hot girls got to watch out.
Hey, bitch ass nigga. You thought you was going to slide, huh? Every week, we in your ass. 305, motherfucker. All night, we in your ass. Hell, you are a weirdo. Sending pictures of your dick. We gon' tell your secrets. With your bitch ass. Your secrets. Now save with us.
Little
bitch. We gon' tell your secrets. That's right. You just became a victim of the DM diary. You are bitch boo.
Bitch boy.
Break it down with your bitch ass white pussy. Pussy ass white bitch ass nigga. You got a real weirdo this week.
Only know you talking about
you a bitch ass boy. Oh. All right. So this first fucking DM was floating on the fucking TL. First of all, this woman is thick as all the Dickens. Okay. Can you see this picture here?
Yeah, I saw it.
All right. I don't know if this is cornbread or mandola or whatever contributed to this. Blanca knows, who knows, but shit. It says here, the nigga sends her a message. I have an annual salary of $123,000 a year, which comes down to $109 after taxes. I can provide a stable home environment, consistent praise, weekly dinner dates, and never-ending love and affection. In addition to this, I can cover, at minimum, car, rent, gas, electric, and if necessary, an allowance of some sorts. It's that serious. What's your current relationship status? If it's not single, I'll pay your man to leave you alone. I'm up next.
If putting all your cards on the table was a person.
Nigga.
So I'm trying to understand, is this cool as fuck or lame as fuck?
I think that's lame as fuck.
It's always lame to show your whole hand and play every card you got.
Like, or it's just lame to just throw out your money like that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, that's playing every card you got.
That's pretty trash, bro.
I think if you're going to take that route, it's more creative ways to do it.
Realistically, I would love to see what her response was.
Because then you basically assuming that you could somehow buy this woman. Like,
well, a lot of them you can't.
No, so. I'm not saying no. I'm not disagreeing. Maybe he could have. But at the same time, it's like whether you could have bought her or not, it's not right for you to assume.
No. That's a real creepy DM.
It's up to her to tell you she for sale.
And if it
straight up. As the only lady in the room, when you hear that shit, is that cool as fuck or whack as fuck? Because I saw your face react. I just want to know what that face was.
Cool.
It's, oh, pussy hoe ass niggas. Y'all don't know shit about nothing. Talk to me about it. Why is that cool?
I stand corrected.
He's talking about when he's laying all his cards on the table. Right?
Yeah.
Honestly, because truth comes rare nowadays, so if you're telling the truth.
So you feel good about saying
he was very upfront.
No, thanks.
So that's because all. He's upfront, truthful, laying on the table.
Now you know everything you're missing, so you're like, no.
Because I'm telling you, when I saw her make a face and I was like, what is that?
Yeah. Nah.
I mean.
It's because when all your cards is played and they tell you no, they know everything that they missing out on, bro. You can't let them know that.
I hate to deviate from the diary, but I've been seeing the word simp being used a lot more frequently. It's going around.
The word
simp. It's being thrown, huh?
R.I.P. the word simp.
Yeah, it's gone, right?
Yeah, they killed it.
Because they've really abused
it. They got it on TikTok now.
TikTok is ruining everything, but go ahead.
It's whitewashing.
Because I mean, because
that's all it's doing. It's a bunch of white kids doing black dances.
Yep.
And Asians. It's like, all right. Why is little Harry dancing like fucking Devontae?
But see, this is interesting, though, because all of us thought it was weird, but the ladies think it's cool. So we may. I guess when you look at this again, if this is the truth, and he's just laying it out there, as a woman dating a bunch of niggas playing games, this shit might be appealing.
He might be a simp. Well, not might be. He's a simp. It's the
why is he a simp? No, but see, that's why. Why is this guy a simp?
It says definition is basically someone who gives redundant and over-the-top attention to women that are of far less value than the attention our praise given. Well, we don't know if she's far less value.
And that's an issue with that definition.
Yeah. So, never mind.
Because in my mind, like,
it's also
it also means a simple person
lacking common sense, a fool or a simpleton.
Mm. You remember the people we used to call Captain Save-A-Hoes back in the day?
Yeah.
The captains?
Yeah.
The Captain Save-A-Hoes, their children are simps. It's the same family. Okay. They belong to the same
simpletons.
Tribe. Simpletons.
Simpletons.
Because there's nothing wrong with doing grand gestures for women.
Nothing
Do your
at all.
Thing.
Yeah.
I agree.
But repeated grand gestures for a woman who ain't paying you no fucking mind.
At all.
That's simping.
Could give a shit.
Could give a shit about you.
Yeah.
Who's clearly using you for what you have.
Now, is he still...
That is super simping.
Is he still a simp or a lame if she responds and is like, yeah, I'm go with it, go with it?
No.
Because it worked, right?
Of course.
She'll still have a whole nother nigga on the side.
Of course. Though. They always do.
Get that shit. Now, the thing is,
if he's being bamboozled like that and he knows.
Fam, do your shit organically, bro. I feel what you was trying to do, but do your shit organically, cuz.
And honestly, if you want the pussy, you probably don't have to do all of that.
Yeah, dog.
You know, honestly. Just.
Yeah, bro, you're paying about.
Self care. Work on you.
Be the best. $23,000 too much, bro.
That was a crazy DM. I really wish they could expose what she said.
Word, because I'm pretty sure she responded.
I'm sure she took him up for his offer.
Mm. All right,
so. In that place where she had a little raggedy anyway, she ain't rolling like that. She might take it.
I would.
Okay, here we have another DM from another weirdo. February 28th, beautiful WYD up. What you doing up? March 7th, 10:30, HMM.
10:30 p.m. or a.m.?
P.m.
Okay.
Monday, 9:12 a.m. Happy birthday, beautiful. Nothing. This nigga is shooting Zero for three.
Niggas be reaching with the happy birthday.
Beautiful.
You gotta say thank you for that, bitch. You gotta say thank you.
You got it. Nigga waited all year for that day. All fucking year.
So then.
Y'all niggas chill out.
Thursday.
This is a simp.
2:29 p.m. He goes, damn, I tell you happy birthday and you ignore me? HMM.
Fucking clown.
So that same day, 2 hours later at 4:27, she goes, thanks. He responds, you don't like me or something?
No. What? Why would you ask that, bro?
What led you believe
that? Seriously, why would he ask that?
She goes,
what?
I'm taking ... happily. Thanks, though. And then he goes, okay. I mean, what?
Now watch Chris.
Oh, yeah. I'm waiting for it.
She didn't say she didn't like him back, though.
Yeah. He'll find something to criticize.
Isn't she ended the conversation. My problem is with the females that respond. Open-ended
questions?
Yeah, like, this nigga's a weirdo, don't respond, bro. If it's not somebody you was interested, don't respond. Simple. Let him believe that window is closed. There's no getting in, bro.
Okay. I feel that.
If you show a nigga window works, I'm sure he gonna try to use it. I say it all the time. I'm not gonna stop saying that, man. Y'all gotta stop responding to these weird niggas. Opening
these
the message.
Weird as fuck.
Remember, if you don't even follow the nigga, you gotta accept the message.
It could be the love of her life on the other end, bro.
That's your motherfucking problem. You looking for the love of your life on the end of a message you don't even want to read.
Nigga, it's 2020. That's how people find love. That's how people find love these days, Chris.
The love boat.
People are not meeting at Barnes & Noble anymore for, you know, running
That's
into their soulmate.
That's social distancing.
No.
All right, this next DM is from one of our lady friends who is she's doing a contest. So she's asking people to vote for her in this contest. So she sends the guy the link. He goes, okay, can I take you out before the coronavirus does? Nice. So nice.
You know I just got that.
So nice. She goes, sorry, I'm taking. He goes, okay. Still though.
Yeah, still. I respect the shot. I respect
quality
the shot.
Shooting. Quality.
That's quality.
Shooting.
That's a high percentage shot.
Remarkable shooting.
That's a good shooting for him, my friend. Damn. Can I check you out before coronavirus does? First of all, don't wish death on me, bitch.
You gotta chill.
Secondly,
out.
Amazing shot.
Before that shit murk you, let me do it. Okay, that concludes our DM diary. Ladies, please, send the fuckery, okay? Wasn't Yan shit lit? Send all the fuckery. Send all of it.
Yan, what's up, man? I thought you sent us some.
Shout out Yan.
Yeah, send us some. I'm sure I fucked up there.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
You'll know next week.
We have reached the Ask a Real Nigga section of our program. This part of the show was brought to you by Vegetarian Delight.
Everybody's getting scared because I coughed. Everybody looked at me.
Aggressively, too. Like, over my shoulder.
No, the water. Please. You can pass.
Yeah, that's what the fuck you need. Water. Now we all have it. However, if you want the elderberry to cure you, you can get it from one place. Vegetarian Delight. 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida, 33023. You can call, pull up. No, wait. Call first. 954-241-7402. 954-241-7402. Call first. The world is changing. Okay? So call first, and we will let you know what the dealio is. Check the gram as well. Delight Juice Bar. Pull up. I keep saying pull up by nature. Don't pull up. Call. Pull up to your cell phone. Pull up the phone number. That's what you'd pull up on. Pull up the phone number. Call. We'll let you know what's going on. Still, though, Vegan Trap House, where Chris makes the trap say A.
Okay.
Gang.
Couple of Juiceman fans in here, I see. Or A, A, A. Hit him with an ask, a real nigga.
I don't really cut you off.
Ride with your boy, ride with your boy, ride. You slide with your boy, slide with your boy, slide. Ask a real nigga. You want a real nigga? Ask a real nigga. Black as fuck, like a gun trigger. Nigga. Follow me on Twitter. Nigga. Bitch, you big, I'm bigger. Nigga. No, I'm quick to hit her. Nigga. About to roll a spliffer with my nigga.
Please.
All right, this first one. We have a whole heap of them this week, so you guys just tell me when to stop.
Oh, just do like three or four, cause you know.
All right, so this first guy right here, this nigga emailed this shit to us. I don't think we've ever had a nigga what email was to us. This comes from Carl Kuki. Would you fuck a lesbian with a tight ass box? Or are some straight women with a loose box?
What?
Wait. May not understand you.
No. The way that's how it came out.
But is it a dyke or is it a regular lesbian?
Both of them still women.
At the end of the day,
you have a valid point. They're both still women, but I mean, look at a man. I don't want to feel like I'm looking at a man when I'm. You know,
so
and plus, like, really tight vaginas aren't really fun,
they're the worst.
So,
it's a lot of pushback.
Yeah, I don't know why people are. I mean, I guess it's your preference, but for me, I mean,
because I like snug,
yes,
yeah. A nice snug fit.
Fits. Snug.
Yeah, perfect. It fits like a beautiful glove. Fit.
I need
yes.
to envelop me. That's what I don't need.
Yeah, I don't need a fucking, like.
Fucking.
I don't need to force my way into anywhere.
No,
Fort Knox. I don't need that shit. I don't need.
Yeah, no. Fuck that.
I like when security. I fit. I like when I fit right in.
So I guess it's safe to assume we're all going to. I don't know about Ben. We're all going with the loose vagina.
I concur.
Okay.
Is it loose though? It ain't really loose.
That's what he said. He said that's the other option. The loose or the tight.
Nah, man. This nigga can't even. He didn't even know there was an in between, bro. Obviously. You hear how he worded this question?
You can't change the question, Chris.
I'm not changing it. I'm just saying there must be an in between for the answer to the question.
That's might wild. Be.
There must be a pressing situation for him right now.
He's going through it right now. He's trying to figure out if he should fuck Young Ma or he should suck the bad bitch, but she's a hoe.
Bro, if you gotta question any of your sexual partners, leave them alone.
Bro, leave Queen Latifah alone.
Don't fuck nobody who wear boxes, bro.
Tell me what I'm saying.
I think that's not too much to ask.
Leave the brat alone.
You might feel differently about yourself after. You don't know.
Okay. How you gonna know whose underwear is who when you're done?
Yeah, bro.
That's crazy, bro.
You go home with the wrong underwear on. Come on, that's now.
A dyke is definitely fucking with a strap on.
You wear polo, she wear Fruit of the Loom, your shit all fucked up.
Because we've already established the fact that with their mental illness, they carry it around. So she's definitely fucking you with that shit.
Damn.
Mental illness.
That's crazy, bro.
What's wrong with them, man?
Oh, no respect,
I'm going to point you out when they come for you. He's right over there, guys. Go get him.
I wouldn't touch those dykes with Ben's dick.
All right. This next question comes from Pretty Red Bone 24. Two questions based on conversations I've had recently, and why not ask my favorite niggas? Number one.
Hey.
Thanks.
Hey, is there some truth when a dude says he appreciates you, he is also saying he loves you. I don't think so, but I was told by multiple dudes, and maybe they just soft.
Mm. Or maybe them niggas told you that they appreciate you before, and they were trying to flip it.
Yeah, that's all, because that's all niggas trying to pull the bamboo.
Yeah, that's all this.
Because I appreciate you mean I appreciate you. And I love you mean I love you.
Doesn't mean I love you.
I
appreciate
eyes.
You letting me drive your car to work. I appreciate the free vagina. I appreciate you stealing from your son's fundraiser to give me gas money. I appreciate you, but I don't love you.
Don't.
I'm a scumbag. I don't know. If you're a scumbag, some scumbags would go as far as to say that I love you without loving you. So
some scumbags are really good at what they do.
Yeah. Most niggas don't need to the I appreciate you line. They're just going to tell you that I love you. And if he's a Haitian nigga, he's going to tell you that within 30
off
minutes of meeting
rip,
you.
First date.
I'm loving you.
A nigga buy you some shit to say I love you on it.
Yeah. To be just, yep. Also mental illness, but yes.
Y'all got to keep your antennas up.
Niggas are sick. Niggas are sick, man. The things niggas do for pussy, dog. Niggas are sick, dog.
And then she says, number two, allegedly, men pick boring wives because they are the role models wanted to raise their children, and they cheat with the fun girls. What do y'all boys think?
Who's giving you your intel?
Pretty good. Hey, that sounds pretty good.
What agency you work
the
for?
The fuck for?
These are some weird questions that you're asking, lady.
Inside information.
Abort, gentlemen, they're on to us.
Incriminating, but nah, I mean, niggas is married.
Honestly, though, bro, whenever I thought about getting married, like whenever I had those fleeting thoughts, it was never with the fun turn up, girl. I could never.
No, but what I think happens sometimes with some people is that your girl is fun as fuck, but she ends up getting boring after a while. I guess after you've dated her for so long and now you guys are married, some people just become complacent and the shit's just not fun no more. I don't think the girl...
That's what you get for dating people for short-term shit, man.
Yeah.
You don't date a motherfucker because they could tell jokes. Jokes run out, nigga. Unless some days ain't no jokes.
Unless it's from the NWO podcast, that is. These jokes don't
run out. That's different.
But I do believe that niggas do that. I do believe you're onto something. I don't give a fuck.
I'm sure it happens.
I'll say it.
I'm sure it's happened.
I definitely say it. Niggas would definitely marry a good girl and cheat with Beulah. Cheat with whoever the fuck is lit.
Because you know when you had your roster, you know you had certain girls for certain shit. You had your turn up girls. You had your whoever you want to smoke with, whoever you want to chill with, whoever you just had this around to fuck. Girls who you just wanted to go out with. Like,
see, that's why trust is so important, man. Cause you see, if somebody trusts you, they'll go down them paths with you. All them paths where you talking about the fun girls that do this and all that, they'll go down them paths with you if they trust you.
Or just run into somebody, fall in love with somebody that you actually like.
That too.
You know, like
that's super important.
Like I said, I don't know if niggas are doing it intentionally. I'm sure it happens, but I don't know why you would do that. There's great girls that are fun girls.
That's a fact.
Why are you looking at me like that? That's not true.
What's a fun girl?
Doesn't believe you at all.
He doesn't. Oh man.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like you making a fun girl sound like she's the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
No, he's making it sound like
she's lit.
She's a unicorn.
She's lit.
Yeah. So what?
No, fun girls aren't unicorn. They're not unicorns at all.
Okay. No. A fun girl who's also a good girl.
Mm. So that's give me a fun girl. Plus, what's a fun girl? In your eyes.
A girl who's fun to be around?
I don't know if that's what a fun girl is.
That's what I'm thinking about. Somebody who's a lot of fun. No, that's all that means to me. It's not like you're supposed to be just like somebody who's a really great fucking type.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is a fun girl like that can be a girlfriend. There's plenty.
So she's willing to smoke some weed? Yeah. She willing to drink a little bit?
A wife.
Turned up, life of the party.
A wife.
Where does the line stop? No. But she goes from being a fun girl to like a nasty girl.
In the bedroom where it's okay.
Oh, okay.
That's
why I don't understand why you wouldn't be able to marry somebody like that.
Who said that?
This nigga.
Oh. Shit, that sounds like the greatest wife in the world.
That's all I don't understand.
I don't want to talk about this shit with you niggas no more, man. I really don't. It's making me hot, man. It's really making me hot. I don't want to talk about this, man. I hate all you niggas, man.
I don't know why you don't think that you can, whatever.
This next question comes from underscore honey dipped on the grizzly. Hey, ask a real nigga. Have you ever dropped some dick off and the young lady flipped out on you in the name of dickmatization? I feel like that has to be a contender. She came in swinging.
Dickmatization.
When she said to drop dick off, to drop the dick, like that, I knew the question was going to be amazing. Dickmatization.
I'm trying to think.
In my younger days.
Yeah, I mean,
I've dodged food bullets.
I'm sure I've had some meat that's made somebody act irrationally. Not immediately. Because this question makes it sound like you dropped it off when you turn around the bitches in the car behind you. Scary. Like, it's never happened that crazy that fast.
Not for me, never. Scary, bro. Usually the women I ever had sex with wanted to get away from me as soon as possible. After that. 15 seconds of bliss that I gave them. So I never had that issue.
I love how shameless you are about that 15.
I had that happen before in college.
Their problem, not mine.
I'm sorry, Ben, say it again.
No, I had that happen before in college.
A 15-er?
Oh, I remember that shit. No, he's 15? Talking about He's talking about the girl going
crazy. I was answering the question.
Trying to get him. You see me? Trying to get him. Didn't I? Ted was with me the whole time. He knew. So, you had a psycho?
Mm-hmm. For a brief moment in time. Because back then I was real new at dating and whatnot. I didn't know what signs to look for. You know, every now and then she would leave a pair of socks here, leave a pair of shoes there, leave a toothbrush here. And all the while I'm just like, thinking to myself, damn, this is a forgetful motherfucker. Like, is this like early signs of Alzheimer's? And but it turns out she was planting seeds, planting an anchor, so that she would be hard to remove from my life and from my apartment.
Hit her with a weed whacker, didn't you? Fuck those seeds.
You remember one time at the old Gold Classic, I was talking to two of my good friends. One was actually my female cousin and her friend. Like, all of a sudden, they just give me a weird look. They look at me, and they just turn around and walk away. And I'm like, hey, guys, we weren't done talking. What happened? I turn around, and this homegirl with her arms crossed standing behind me.
Oh.
So, yeah. It was so funny because Ben had all the girl stuff stacked up in a nice, neat pile waiting for her to pick that shit up. Bitch never came for her shit. I used to get women 24 hours to get your shit out of my crib. Hour 25, it's in the trash. Put they shit in Ziploc bags. Gone. Walmart bags. Not here.
It'd be adorable. You fucking... Somebody leaves the scrunchie. A few months later, somebody's having hair trouble when giving you head. I have an idea. Just wait right here. Where'd the scrunchie come from? Focus. Focus on what you're doing.
Oh, that's just Ben's.
What?
Blame that nigga for everything.
He's going through a phase.
True.
Let me see here. What this next ask a real nigga question comes from Queen Smiley. If your girl and mom were having a disagreement and they turn to you, whose side do you take?
Mine.
That was fast, Chris.
Mine as fuck.
What if your side falls on one of their sides?
Can't.
Why?
Because it's mine.
What if it's theirs too?
Can't be.
Why
is
it? It's not
mine already.
What if they see yours and take it?
Can't.
Why?
I'm the man in the house.
But they can take yours?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It's untakeable.
That's not true. I hate asking this nigga shit. It's untakeable? What does that mean? It's untakeable.
Oh my
fuck,
God.
Man. Untakeable. That's a contender as well.
Yeah, it is. Untakeable.
Chris, I mean, shit. Ben, whose side are you taking?
I'm sorry to ask you this, but is it my girlfriend, wife,
or wife?
Man, listen.
Okay, all right.
Well, you have a question in your hand, and no, you're looking at me for clarity.
I see it. But what direction would you like to take the conversation?
Come on. I don't have a direction. It's user submitted. It's their direction.
I understand, but...
Clearly, you can't.
No, I do. But this is our podcast, and we control it.
Well, then, if you control it, then what's the direction you want to take it in, man?
Well, then, no one. I'm not taking no one. They can hash it out amongst themselves.
Because we had this talk off the air, didn't we?
No,
we had
this talk. I understood the question. I just wanted to know if there were any additional parameters. I don't understand what the big issue is. I really don't get it. I'm really confused. Confused right now.
You tried to Chris me.
No, I didn't.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that was funny. I can't wait to hear this shit back.
He tried to Chris me, bro. And now he's gaslighting me. You see that, guys? You see how I brought that in there?
Oh.
What's wrong with asking questions? I just want to know.
Oh, fuck me. Thank God.
Oh, I'm sweating under this hat.
Bro, I'm in tears right now, man. Plus, you're a funny-ass dude, man.
I'm trying to think. We have...
Me, I'm taking... Well, women are irrational. Both of them are probably wrong. But I'm going to take whoever's side is making the most sense. Whoever is not wrong. If you're wrong about something, then you're wrong. That's who side I'm taking.
We need to move on, Chris.
Oh, shit.
Honestly, bro, I'm leaning. I'm leaning. Fuck! We're trying to work here, guys.
It's you, nigga. Why'd you stop like that?
I'm trying to work. I can't talk over your incessant laughter.
God. Oh.
Okay. I'm leaning toward. Cut my mic off. That son of a bitch. Okay, you cut their mics off. Thank you, Ben. Now we can work. I'm leaning towards taking my girl's side. Right or wrong. Unless it's something insane.
But what if she's wrong? Like, what if whatever the point is she's trying to make is wrong? You go take her side because she's your girl, or you just want to go home with that pressure?
I'll tell her she's wrong later. Because... Like, if I take my mother's side, I still got to go home with my girl. Then what? Every day?
No, but what if your mom is right about whatever they're...
It depends on how right she is.
Okay.
Because I'm inclined to take my girl's side for peace sake, because I can go tell her that she's wrong, and then go back and apologize to my mother. Going home with that shit, I don't want it.
I'm actually leaning towards, like, not even getting involved. Like, let them niggas, like, just do whatever it is they're doing.
Why that scares me is that if you don't take control of that situation, God knows where it can go.
True indeed. I mean, at some point, I'd step in if it got to that point.
Which is why, like, you want to step in early. Nip it in the bud, get it the fuck. You understand? Because if you take the role of let them hash it out, God knows what that fucking shit have become.
But I also... think that if I take my mom's side and I truly believe that my mom was right, she has no reason to be mad at me because, well, why are you mad? Like, you were wrong. And I ain't gonna have you looking stupid. You were wrong. So, Chris. but yeah.
Yes, everybody?
Yeah.
We have one more Ask a Real Nigga question here. Still from Queen Smiley.
That looked like a long question. Like,
I
had a bunch.
No, she gave us like 10, so I'm spreading them out. Okay. This says here, Ben and Chris, how do you think you balance out the other two? You wait one fucking second. We're the other two.
The other two.
The other two.
Is that the episode title?
So disrespectful.
The other two.
Toxic tandem.
Ben and Chris.
Toxic tandem.
how do you think you balance out the other two? Not just pertaining to podcasts, but how do they influence you? Do we have like an influence on you? Like,
Oh man, can I go first?
Mm-hmm.
So like, since we've been home a lot lately, right? Since I've been home so often, my wife is like, she's starting to realize that I talk like Ricky a lot. So every minute when I'm trying to talk to her, she's like, "You sound like Ricky." She gets her teeth in and she walks away from me.
I'm having an influence. I love it.
You're seeping in.
Yes. Hi, Crystal.
Ben, is any of this buffoonery seeping into your life?
No.
Are we having any influence?
No.
Do you think the influence is happening the other way?
No.
So you're just a rock. You're not taking or giving?
No.
How do you think you balance out the show, you and Chris? Like, what do you think your energies do for the show?
Not much at all.
You're fucking lying. Are you crazy?
Not much at all. You guys still do what you do, regardless of what my energy is.
So we can be the other two. We're the two.
Wait. You don't think we're a little classier because of these guys?
Absolutely. You can't have a show with four of us.
Oh my god.
We wouldn't make it past week two.
It'd be disgusting.
That is true.
There's a lot of balance in this room because of you two.
That's because between the four of you niggas, like, y'all wouldn't know how to set this shit up. Before.
I thank God that you and Chris are nothing like me. Cause what the fuck would this be?
Well, I'm not nothing like you either.
No, you're disgusting. You're disgusting. You're the other guy.
The other two.
And the other guy.
The other two.
You need to phrase that question a little better, mama.
The other two. The other two.
I scoff at that.
Madam?
You're scoffing.
They only got a weak ass scoff.
All right. Richardson, any final thoughts this evening? Wait. Hold up. Sorry. So sorry to cut you off.
Go ahead.
But. You gotta even smoke a little, bitch.
Weed, bro.
Our brother Sam is in the building, and along with him, he brought some heat.
He did.
He brought some heat.
Samurai Jacks.
My brother Sam has a brand new single, and is on Apple Music, and we're actually going to play it as our song of the week this week.
That's heavily appreciated.
Oh, come on. So talk to us. You. Give us some context. Talk to us about the creation and the inspiration.
Sheesh, the inspiration? Nah, that's rough. I'm not gonna lie to you. Because pretty much what I want to do with my music, I pretty much just want to be honest. Like, if I'm speaking about it, if it's not out of jokes, if I don't say it, or it's figurative, it's happened to some type of extent. So what I say in the song, it's pretty much happened before. And
sounds like you're talking about love.
Yeah, unfortunately. Or what I thought was. But I was a gook. Yeah.
You did have that line in the song.
So yeah.
Can you please define gook for those gook. Unfamiliar?
Gook. Oh, okay. So gook is another synonym for simp, in my opinion. Yes. So if you a gook, then it's like you're doing something completely for naught, completely for nothing, for guemesi, for nothing, for onion, for legit giggles.
And for those interested in using... The verb is gooking, you see.
Yes. Gooking, yes. Okay. Yes. Or you're a gook, as you know, as in a noun.
Or then if you did it before, you gooked.
You gooked. So it's just like, you know.
You could also say he was a gooker.
Oh, yes. Gook. He gooked heavily.
Yeah, not heavily, hellily.
Hellily.
Hella gook.
So it's like, you know, you would go, you know, the extra mile, you would bend backwards, and then they wouldn't even take a breath. For you, so that's pretty much the whole context of the song.
Excited, man! Can't wait to hear it again. Bro.
Who produced it?
who produced it.
Ooh, come on.
Ket, I'm not even going to flag to you. I kind of just found the song off of YouTube. And I mean the
beat?
Yeah, the beat off of YouTube, and it was for free. So I said, all right, I'm going to take that. And then I went to the studio. Well, actually, no, I wrote the song forever ago. And then I was like, it took me 2 hours to write. But I tweaked it for like a good 2 months. Because I was like, all right, I'm going to say this instead. I'm going to play this. I'm going to say this here, this and there. I actually came to a show here, and I was still like thinking about it. Then there was one episode, Ricky was getting upset about Michael Jackson. And whatnot. So I was like, okay. I thought this was it. Like MJ last tour, because this was it, was MJ's last tour. What you signed me to the Wizards for? Why did Michael Jordan come back to the Wizards?
Man, I'm inspiring everybody.
And then, Neverland, like Neverland Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And then Promise Neverland. Promise I'll never land on a girl like you on call. Like Promise Neverland Ranch and
Triple Entendres,
yeah,
are we?
Yeah. And,
are we?
And Promise Neverland is an anime that I watch. So yeah, it's like a whole bunch of.
Oh, so
yeah.
You gotta Google my lyrics, bitch. All
right, okay.
That's some dope
excited.
Shit.
Excited. Yeah. Color me excited.
Yep.
My nigga Sam.
Where can they follow you?
You can follow me on Twitter, Supreme SVM number 2, IG, SamBand519. And I'm on YouTube too. Samurai Jacques. Apple Music, Spotify, Samurai Jacques, Google Play, Amazon, anywhere you could listen to music, Samurai like Jacques.
That. Check them out.
We're about to be retweeting the link all week. Make sure you look out on the NWO Twitter. We're about to be retweeting the link all week. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to homie Sam. Make sure y'all stream this joint. Run it up to 100 million. You home. You ain't got nothing else to do. Fucking sit home and learn all the words. That shit is out, you know what I'm saying? So press play, motherfucker.
Bang, 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 bang.
Chris Diddy.
Gang.
Sam, final thoughts for this week.
Of course, Jesus loves you. Please don't be a simp for a dime Donald even. That would even look at you when, you know, when you're hurt or whatnot. Also, the other way for women as well. Please don't be a gook for these niggas out here who won't even give you a text back. And take care of yourself, drink your water, stay inside, stay home. Please don't go nowhere. And yeah, that's it.
Richard, any final thoughts?
Yes, final thoughts. My final thought this week is, man, just make sure you're still washing your hands. You're not spreading any germs. And while you have this time off from work, be very, very productive.
Benefit, any final thoughts?
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Make sure you come back.
Christabel, any final thoughts?
Like Ricky said, man, while you got the time off, try to be productive. Shout out to people that's not being productive. You know what I'm saying? While you sitting at home chilling and Netflixing, just make sure you visit nwopod.com. We got a lot of new merch out right now. And, you know, I think it'd be really lit if you were sitting at home with the merch on. You ain't got nothing to do anyway. Might as well put the merch on and listen to us.
Okay. Hey, my final thought is, you know what? I was one of those niggas who said I needed to see Corona for me to know that shit for real, for real. Somebody I know has that shit.
And they look real.
It's real as fuck. It's a thing. It exists. If you needed to hear it from a nigga, I am the nigga. That shit is real. And apparently that shit sit up in you, is quiet for a while, and then it fuck you up out the blue. So stay in the cut. Damn. Jesus H. Christ.
Sad, bro. Scary.
Ben, can you please once again introduce our glorious song of the week?
This week's song of the week comes at the hands of my dog, Sam Bam.
Yay!
Artist named Samurai Jack. Song title, It Is.
Available on all platforms.
Thanks for listening to NWO Podcast. Peace. For a while,
you ever felt so down, forgot which way was up? So much opposition from dawn to dust, no breaks. Life grinding me to dust, pump the brakes. Can't find a girl to trust, so help carry the weight till I met you. Hey. Too good to be true. Hey. I stay cautious, kept my distance, cause of what I've been through. Ran through the mud, taking advantage of stronger long use. Then we started vibing, I just like how you move. You always striving, your presence always soothes. Motivated me to keep fighting, even though so damn tired. Trusted you to never be conniving. I took interest in your interests, as you did with mine. No one up but princess. Gave you all my time, I gave you all of me. You gave me all of you. Then you hit a 180. I'm feeling like a gook. A bunch stronger than bricks. Took all the moments we shared. You didn't even seem to care. Treated my heart like a lick that I was willing to give. Thought you'd be by my side like a rib. I see why niggas turn to lean when they not sick. Yeah, I was getting numb to getting hurt, to get a dump, reconnecting my nerves. Dropped my wall off of Trump. It was off of what? My MO wasn't even sex. It was deeper than lust, was deeper than lust. Reading old texts made me happy as hell. Sentences that sentenced me to life behind a cell. I'm drawing the sadness, I need some help. Less L's for my health, sleep to escape the pain that's felt. Damn, feel like I'm always losing. I don't wanna know the score, God, I thought this was it. Like MJ, last tour, what'd you sign me to the Wizards for? Promise I'll never land on a girl like you or Cole. Nah, I'm not perfect, but I reassured you a treasure. All this love to give, only God can measure. Treated you like a queen with a crown. Accept it while you made me feel like a peasant. You just have for leisure.
I should have been able to see from the start how you turned out.